Welcome back here to Dove Valley. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. We're here on Monday. The team announced suspensions for Director of Pro Personnel Tom Heckert and Director of Player Personnel Matt Russell following their arrest for drunk driving. Heckert suspended 1 month without pay. Russell, he's been suspended indefinitely without pay. Talk to President Joe Ellis and John Elway about how they determined the terms of the discipline and what steps they plan to take next. Joined now by Team President Joe Ellis. Joe, the team announced today the disciplines levied on Tom Heckert and Matt Russell. I know it's been a difficult week for you. I guess start with kind of explaining how you and the organization arrived at the terms that were announced this morning.
Well, we had conversations with several of us internally, John Elway, myself, Mr. Bolin, Rich Slivka, our in-house counsel, over the course of the last several days since the events unfolded, and we did some consultation with the National Football League on the process for discipline, and we arrived at these conclusions and these punishments this morning.
Again, it's 1 month suspension without pay for Tom Heckert and suspended indefinitely without pay for Matt Russell. Matt's been here for a few years. Going forward, what, if, do you hope to see that will determine Matt's return?
Well, the key right now for each guy, frankly, is that they're getting the right counseling and assistance and help that they need to educate themselves, to make better decisions, and move forward in a productive fashion. So if they can come out of that with that, I think we'll be they'll be better suited, and the organization will, and they can be productive employees here at the Broncos and, productive people away from the building when they're not working for us.
I know how much it matters to you and Mr. Bolin that this organization has a good image with the community here, not just in Denver, in the Rocky Mountains, I guess. Are you concerned right now externally how that's being perceived, and what do you hope going forward? Is this just one of the steps to help maybe fix what's happened here the last couple of weeks?
Well, certainly we're concerned about that. And there's been a lot of anxiety and, frankly, outrage in the community about what happened with these two executives here, and as there should have been. And, we're taking steps to correct it. And as an organization, we need to continue to look at things that we can do internally to try and prevent these kinds of things from happening, and we'll take some steps to do that as well. We have to do better. There's no question about it. So, I'll leave it at that. We're moving forward and keeping an active eye on all of this.
Joined now by John Elway. John, I talked to Joe, and he touched on the severity of the arrests and how disappointed he and the organization were when they happened. But I want to start with you asking, when it's two people that report directly to you, at first your reaction when you first learned of what happened to Tom Heckert and Matt Russell?
Well, I mean, it's always stunning to have anytime you have someone in the organization, whether it be an executive or a player or anybody, that has an issue with the law, as we've had. So it's always stunning to do that. And I think that disappointing. And, we can't say that enough as far as what it means to the organization and how we want this organization to be portrayed. So to have our employees be in that situation is not something that we want to see.
Does that then, I guess, help you determine with Joe and with Mr. Bolin how and what the suspensions were going to be for Matt? Fairly severe.
Yes, and I think that's why it's so important to be able to look at each circumstance separately and be able to figure out what the punishment is correct for each one. And I feel good about where the punishment came down. It's very unfortunate. Again, I look at it, three ways. Number one is the embarrassment to the organization, and so the punishment was set out. Number two is we got to look, and that's, to me, where we get better. We look at our policies from within and try to get our policies to where it doesn't happen again. And then also the compassionate side, where we have to be concerned with Matt and Tom, and to be able to get them in the evaluation process and make sure that for their lives they get the evaluation to see where they are.
And also, I think with downstairs, with a locker room full of players, someone in your position, you have to also look at it with players wanting to see, curious what the reaction and suspension might be, considering it was someone in an executive level?
Well, no question. And I think it's important for the players to know that they're not going to be held any different than anybody else. That, you know, in the front office is just accountable as the players are going to be held. And that's to make sure that we're consistent there. And so, you know, to be able to have the punishment meet that crime and also have the players understand that we mean business in the front office as well as with them.